I want us to, I believe that sometimes even beginning of the year that, and that momentum right there was on my heart. And I think God says something to us that we take it, don't take it lightly. That we say, man, why is that? Why do we hear that? Why is that specific word? What is that word about? And when it's given, we got to stop and say, you know what? Every one of us need to say that in our hearts. Say, God, Lord, I don't want to lose any momentum. And I can see sometimes it happens. Come on, amen. Sometimes we lose momentum. And that was specifically for us, for this year. And so just encourage one another. Just encourage people. Just be praying for one another and be there for one another. Be a strength to one another. And I just want to share just something that was in my heart. In Revelation, let's see if I can find it. Hang on. Anybody got a testimony? Anybody? Anybody? Something thankful? Just blurt it out. Not all at once. Take your time. Come on. Somebody thankful for something? Yes. Everything? I like that. I try to find a specific scripture, but what it's saying was, is he's saying that look, God has just moved into the neighborhood. And he's made us his dwelling place. And I love that scripture because it says, it's in the message and it says, look. Look who's moved into the neighborhood. And I think that's something powerful because, listen, do you know what happens whenever, just think when God moved into the neighborhood, what did the price of real estate do? Think about it. It's all going to change. Seriously, just stop and think about that. If somebody famous moved into your neighborhood besides you and you they knew about it, all of a sudden every one of the houses would just jump up in price. Now, I want you to realize there's an expectation of understanding that he moved into us, and he's saying, look who's moved into the neighborhood. Stop and look at this. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. He has moved into the neighborhood, and everybody needs to take notice of that. But most of all, listen, 21:3.
Oh, okay.
I got my numbers backwards, but... Yeah, and it says, when I saw a new heaven and a new earth... And he says, the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. There was no more tossing and turning. That's powerful and it's prophetic. He's saying, no more heaven and no more earth. That he's declaring something that this is a new, he says, the way it used to be, this is all brand new. Amen? That it's not no more the old covenant, the old ways of things, but this is brand new. All has passed away. Amen? And he says, and there is no more sea, no more tossing, no more turmoil. There shouldn't be no more turmoil in me. We need to have that understanding. And he says, and I saw the holy city coming up from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard the great voice of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself shall be with them and their God. And God shall wipe away their tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, there no more sorrow, no more crying. See, I want you to know that in former things are passed away. There's something to declare. I know that we talk about some other day when we get to heaven. But I want you to know we lose the power when we're always talking about, we lose the momentum. When we're not understanding that this is for us today, that we got to understand what is within us, what abides with, who abides in me, that the Spirit of God abides in me, and the power and the miracles that came from the disciples, from their relationship, where they had an understanding that the power of God was within them. I want you to know that that is so powerful for us not to lose sight of that. We got to realize and understand that the power of God is within us. Amen. In the scripture that before I came up, I checked, I seen this, and I thought this is what Jesus did, and I want you to see how important He thought of you as His temple. Amen. And how He looked at you as His temple. And listen. How many of you guys remember when Jesus, remember when He entered into Jerusalem? Remember how, and they all bowed down and they were honoring. We all do that on what? Palm Sunday. Come on, amen. Palm Sunday, they lay down. And what is that indicating? That you're my king. That was very prophetic. It was powerful. It was that moment that they were laying down their surrendering and saying, come, He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lands. He was showing He wasn't taking the city by force. He came in on a donkey. I want you to know that, people like that judge. They like a God that's mean and angry sometimes. They want to kind of see that, you know. Sorry, but and here's who He was. He was riding on the donkey. And He came in, and this is what His heart was. Listen, not to take over, but to move into the neighborhood. This is what I want you to get, and I'm just going to share this. Here He comes, and every one of us, this is indicating, this is a prophetic example of me receiving Christ into my heart. Remember the moment that you received Him into your life, this is what took place right here, that He entered in as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want you to know there's something that's powerful in transformation. There's something that is renewing. There's something that's powerful in that moment when we receive Christ in our lives. There's something changes. There's a mindset, the renewing of our mind, the understanding that God is with you, that Christ in you, the hope of glory. So He comes in, He enters in, they receive Him, and the first place He goes is where? Listen to this. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and the Jews went up to Jerusalem, and they found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and changers of money and sitting. And when He had made a scourge with small cord, He drove them out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen poured out the changers of money and overthrew the tables. And He said that those that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house, but make it a house of prayer. Amen? Now listen, this is powerful because when He came into our lives, He began to take some things out, began to remove some things. He began to knock some tables over. I want you to know that sometimes we got to understand that God sometimes He's not accepting things sometimes in our lives that aren't of Him. And He went right into that temple and He began to knock over. He had a whip in His hand. And sometimes we don't like to see that. But I want you to know that He's a jealous God. Amen. This is His house. Come on. When we say that this is my house, that God is jealous of that. He wants you to be all of His and His alone. Come on. Amen. This is what's powerful. And that understanding that you're mine alone. I'm not sharing my wife. Come on, amen. This is my wife and my wife alone, amen. This is my wife. And I want you to know that we got to have that understanding and know that you're the temple of God. He moved into the neighborhood. He's in my life. And we got to see, the Bible says that, this is the other scriptures, the other scripture that says this. Listen, I like this somewhere in here. Matthew 12. I just want us to get this picture. Just make ourselves aware of this. And when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return unto my house, from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. That's what God does to us. He sweeps it out, cleans our lives. Come on, He opens our hearts are clean. They're open for Him. That now God wants to fill all that He is in our lives. But I want you to know, the enemy knows the same thing. Come on, amen. Those same things that are in the past, those same things that might have haunted us in the past, whatever those things are, that if we give the enemy place in our lives, we got to understand that this is the house of God. We got to be on that awareness that this is God's house, amen. This is God's place. And what happens is, you know, the scripture says that give the enemy no place. Give the devil no place. Don't give him a place. Don't let him rent any space in your life. Come on. Don't let him take up any area of our lives. Don't let him set up a place and cause you in your own house to pay. See, that's what they were doing. They were in God's house and they were making the people pay for the sacrifices. They were making them pay. Do you know the enemy wants you to make you pay for something that Jesus already paid for? He already paid for it, but He wants you to pay for it. He wants you to pay. It's clean. That we got to recognize that and be in that awareness of that and say, you know what, enemy, you have no place. I'm not going to give you any place. I'm not going to give you any of that. That's why forgiveness is so powerful that He forgiven you. You're clean. And what happens is sometimes what we do is try to remember things of the past, or the enemy tries to remind us that how we're not perfect in our own eyes. We have flaws. Come on, amen. And how that whatever those things are, and we cannot give the enemy any place in our lives, in our relationships. Come on, in our church. Come on, we can't give him any rumors or gossip, because all those things is giving him place in my life to take up space. And this is the house of God. This is no vacancy. Yeah, we need to put it on the sign. No vacancy. There's no room. Come on, amen? There's no room for drama. There's no room for any of that in my life. And I'm going to tell you, I feel this in my heart. I believe that God is maturing a people. And listen, I want you to know, growing pains are tough, because we don't always like to grow. We don't like to be at that place where that sometimes we like some things. We hold on to things. Sometimes we hold on to things in our lives that aren't meant to be there, that God doesn't want there. And sometimes we get angry. You know, the one thing I know is sometimes is whenever, especially in maturity and in immaturity, when something has to change and you don't want to, you get mad about it. You get mad about it. And you know what's hard? It's trying to tell somebody. Think about this. Trying to tell somebody the right way to go. And they don't want to hear the advice. You ever been in a situation where that they're so angry and they're so mad, and you're trying to go up to that person and you're trying to tell them, this will help you. Come on, amen. You know it'll help them. I don't know how many times I've been in with marriage counseling with people and sat with them and said to them, listen, you got to do this, this will break your marriage. But they're so mad at each other. Come on, amen. They're so mad at one another that they aren't willing to heed to those words. And to change, and because of it, it'll break. Come on, amen. So I want you to know that we need to be at that place. We need to know what we have in us. We need to know that we're the temple of God. We know that we have power, that we are caught. We are have the ability and the power through Jesus Christ to overcome any situation that we go through. Amen. All right, I told you I'd be quick. Listen. See, I told you. But here's what I want to do. I Bill and Jody shared this song with me, and I just wanted to share it with you guys, and it's a song we like to do. But it's powerful, because this song kind of reminds me of Elisha and how that they were surrounded by the enemy. They were surrounded in it, and it looked like it was impossible. Didn't know how they were going to get through it, but God opened his eyes. I want us to understand that by faith, that God opens our eyes, that no matter what it looks like, no matter how impossible it seems, that God wants to break through. Come on, amen? So that's just let the song sink into your hearts. You could sit, you could stand, do whatever you want, worship. And just let your hearts be at a place of prayer that God moves and touches people this weekend. Amen? Amen.
See, because I think that sometimes the church doesn't recognize what the church is supposed to be about. Because we think of membership, we think of being a member or a congregation, to be exact. But in reality, we're truly a family, you know? And When we put this membership and congregation in front of us, we lose the actual meaning of becoming a family, because we intend to do things as a congregation, but yet lack that emotion of becoming a family.
Amen. That emotion. You see, that goes right along with it, because when we know Christ in us, we know that His desire is for us to be one with one another, and to love one another and grow with one another. That's what He desires. Amen? All right.
The Word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
It's when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey!
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle.
This is how we fight our battles.